I was halfway through the novel and I went, you know, nothing much has actually happened, and I don't care. Because even though it doesn't have a big P huge plot, it's such a fun read.
Well, I would say that I'm not a plotter. I'm interested in characters, and I started out with a bunch of characters that I really liked and other people really seemed to like. The first chapter was a short story. My professors at college liked it. My writing friends liked it. My mother wanted to invite the major for dinner. I realized I had something. And so what I tried to do is to continue to assemble the characters and hope that they would take me somewhere. At several points, it became apparent that they were also happy hanging out in Edgecombe St. Mary, this village in Sussex, and had no intention of going anywhere. And so a few times I had to sit them down and give them a talking to. It worried me at times that there was no plot, but then literary books aren't actually supposed to have plot. And so I calmed myself with the thought that perhaps I didn't have to go anywhere.
For a book that opens with the death of this gives nothing away, of the brother of the title character. Everybody's aging in it. I mean, he's 68. His love interest is,
58.
But it's so much about life.
Well, that's a great interest of mine, too. I'm kind of stuck in the middle here. I was 45 when I sold the book, so I started writing it around when I was 40. So I get to kind of look back at the landscape of being young, and I also get to look forward to what's to come. And it really annoys me the way we insist on youth in today's culture, to the point where it's almost sometimes represented that it's pointless to be over 40. It's pointless to be 60. It's pointless to be 80. And my attitude is, well, what is the alternative? Would you like to simply acquire your box in the ground now? One thing we can be certain of is if we're lucky, we're going to be 65, we're going to be 85. And I've met some very feisty 95-year-old ladies. And I want to be all of those things. And I refuse to go quietly into that night of old age and to be invisible in the world and to give up anything. I'm the very, very tail end of the baby boom, so I guess I'm absorbing that attitude from them. But I think that we're all younger longer. We all want to refuse to give up our vitality and our passion. And I think love and passion for every age. And that's what I wanted to reflect in this book.
Mrs. Ali Jasmina, although she's called Mrs. Ali at the beginning. First thing he says is Mrs. Ali, the very end of the book. I won't give anything away. He also calls her Mrs. Ali. Can you get me her number? Because I fell for her. She's wonderful.
Well, kind of so did I. I mean, I have to say, and people have asked me, well, do you feel like any of the characters is you? I am not Mrs. Ali. Mrs. Ali is way too lovely. She's incredibly educated. She's well-read. She married beneath her in marrying her shopkeeper husband, but she was obviously devoted to him. She reads an incredible amount, and she puts up with all the prejudice that she faces on a daily basis with complete dignity.
Because she gets double prejudice. She's foreign, except she was born what?
She was born in Cambridge.
Yeah.
Never been further than the Isle of Wight.
and the second prejudice is that, so she's got race against her, but she also has class because she's a shopkeeper.
Well, yes, and actually most of the prejudice in the village actually comes from the fact that she is, after all, in trade. And that still exists in England to a certain extent.
She should really be coming in the side door, not the front door, ever.
She really should be coming in the side door. She's somewhat an aspirational character, but I'm a white British person, and I'm writing about conflicts in a village with people who are also British citizens but of Pakistani descent, who are therefore always branded outsiders. And I was very interested in how it must be to grow up in the same England I grew up in and have people treat you as if you didn't belong there. And so what I did with Mrs. Ali to a certain extent is she is beautiful, she is wise, she is kind, and I was hoping that people might read my book. People who look like me might read my book, and next time they see a Muslim woman coming down the street wrapped in a scarf, perhaps they would think of Mrs. Ali. instead of automatically some more negative stereotype.
This is a very funny book.
Well, and, thank you.
And the major himself, he's so dry. And he's so funny. I was cracking up all the time because he would just say these little things that most of the country club snobs would miss entirely.
Exactly. Well, to a certain extent, I was just having fun. So for all those insults in my life that I may have received and not realized till later and not been able to do anything about because I dislike confrontation, I was able to send the major forth to deliver these sallies on behalf of all of us who have ever been insulted.
So this is more Helen Simonson's last stand rather than the Major Pettigrew.
Helen Simonson's war.
The book is Major Pettigrew's Last Stand. I've been speaking with the novelist, first-time novelist, what a debut, Helen Simonson, and Major Pettigrew's Last Stand, published by Bond Street Books, distributed in Canada by Doubleday.